What's that? There's something up there.
It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Live from Hollyweed.
Live from Hollyweed. That's Tia.
And that's Sasha.
And we are live from Hollyweed on Adobe Radio. Freaking thank you, Adobe Radio, for
doing this
over and over and over again. We appreciate you and your open-mindedness to weed. Not everybody is like that. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. The other ones.
Social Club.
Take it away.
Social Club, Cool Nerd Weed Show, and Buzz.
See, you don't even remember.
Cool Nerd Weed Show. We're on all of them.
We are on all those things. And it's going to be a really newsy show. So if you haven't smoked yet, I'd say smoke now with us.
Fire it up.
Light yourself a big old baseball bat. Because we've got a lot of news. It's just there's a lot of stuff happened that we think is sometimes glossed over or misrepresented. And that is why we have this show.
Oh, there's a lot of misrepresentation.
We want to fix that.
Possibly slanderous.
Slanderous!
There's no facts.
Gosh,
no
dang
science.
Slanderous.
And these are people on the news.
On the freaking news. Actual news people.
News people.
Well, tell me, though, how long it's been legal.
Well, Sasha.
Yes.
It's been legal for recreational purposes in the great state of California for 651 days, 10 hours, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Wow. Wow.
It's
a long time that you can legally get weed in California. Not as long as some other states, but it feels like for goddamn ever, doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
A good way. It just seems so weird. Every time we do that count, I never believe you. I believe you now more than I did before. I don't know why, but because I think it sounds like a long time now.
Yeah, before it was like we're 100 days out. 180 days out.
Right.
And now we're like years into this.
Years. It's going on years. It's going on a couple to a few years. And I mean, California is, you know, it's working on it. We've had a couple to a lot of hitches when it comes to this whole legal cannabis thing. I don't know, and we never really got confirmation from anybody if this was how it was for them in Washington or Colorado. Doubtful, because it's California and there's a lot of weed here. So there's been a lot of things that need patching up, that need reevaluating. There's a lot of good things, I think, that came of this, but I think California, it was kind of a struggle. It has been.
It's still kind of a struggle.
I think it's partially because there was such a system in place before when it was just medicinal that people are just very used to that thing, whether it's taxes, whether it's, whether it's us as people who work in the industry. We were all just used to one thing and then it was another so drastically. That
people are still getting used to it.
Yes.
The way things are.
Everywhere.
The modern way.
Yes. The new era. The new climate.
The new religion.
It's exciting. We are excited still. We're just trying
to
keep up.
There's propaganda around every corner.
There is. Yes. There is propaganda around every corner. And there's people who have still very much so we went to the Museum of Weed. We talked about it last week. And that was really cool. But it was also like, that was the whole point, I guess, of the whole thing, which was very impressive. Again, shout out Museum
totally
of Weed. Shout out Weed Maps.
I was
Museum
impressed.
Of Weed. We were impressed. And we walked through a bunch of rooms that were just like propaganda rooms. I mean, it was all Reefer Madness. It was a lot of Reefer, not just all Reefer Madness, but there was a lot of Reefer Madness.
Just Say No.
Yes.
Dare.
A lot of Dare stuff, which is a misrepresentation of cannabis. So we'll get to that. That's what we'll get to more of that in a bit. But In California, there a bunch of stuff just happened. Gavin Newsom just signed a bunch of shit.
A bunch of bills.
And mostly good ones, right?
Yeah, and one of that was really interesting was that now parents can administer medical cannabis to their children in grades K through 12 in, I guess it would be public schools. They've cleared the way for some California schools to allow.
That's very great.
Allow their children.
That's awesome.
Under certain medical conditions to actually get their medicine that they need on school grounds.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
They don't have to check out or be disruptive, be disrupted from their studies.
Yeah.
And this was good.
That's a definite move forward. Compassion was kind of put back in. A big thing about recreational cannabis for us, or for everyone, was Prop 215, which was what we had in place before, was built upon helping people, and it was built upon medicine and sharing and shit.
Yeah, collectives.
Big cannabis is just not. It's
not
here
about
for
that
a profit,
at all.
And that's either you can have your opinions on it. We certainly do, but those are the facts, ma'am. And there's a bill that he signed where marijuana retailers, like ourselves, or who we work for, can provide free shit again. So certain criteria. It doesn't say, I mean, I'm sure it says somewhere what.
We always had made, you know, sort of had people fill out some paperwork.
Yeah, there was a thing. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be something.
You know, prove that they had low income or they couldn't afford their medicine. We gave them free.
Yep, we had a program.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was where a lot of people came to get relief. A lot of people who would otherwise be probably, I'm just going to say it, doing worse things if they didn't get to come in and get their. And it wasn't like we gave them like pounds and pounds. It wasn't like we were like supplying drug dealers with weed. It was people came in for medicine. Like we had AIDS patients, we had cancer patients, we had people who had Crohn's. Like there were people who were sick as hell, were dying, who. At least, you know, that was one thing about this experience that I'll never forget.
You're dying, you're sick, you can't work, so what do you do then?
Right.
Then what? So
then you can't buy your medicine.
So now. Again, you know, for a long time we couldn't give away for the last 650.
Those many days.
51 days.
That many days. It was so hard not to be able to do that.
Could not have a compassion program.
Or make shit affordable.
Affordable. It really just became, taxes were out of control. And so, you know, now we can start bringing compassion back into the cannabis industry.
Great.
And write it off on your taxes.
You
as well as
do that also.
Under the new laws in California, you can actually have tax write-offs, which they won't allow you
that's
federally.
Cool.
And they weren't allowing you to have any tax write-offs, like any business.
Right.
Any business in America is allowed to
That's
write,
the whole point, really, of your business, yourself a business.
to write off your business expenses.
Yeah.
And cannabis businesses were not allowed to write off anything.
Right. Yeah.
So how are you supposed to survive in the business world without getting a break?
We talked about this like in one of our earlier episodes.
Yeah.
I was very confused. Like, you had to, like, very slowly explain to me what you were saying. I was like, wait, what? We can't do what? I didn't know. I didn't even fucking know, really, the extent of that law that you couldn't write it off. So that is
nothing.
A big deal, too.
That's a big
equity.
Big
social equity is another one.
Round of social equity is going through.
Great stuff. That's been a thing. But I guess they're pushing it. I mean, it's been slow on the uptake. We've
been
bitching about
going.
How slow it's been. What's social equity? Explain for people.
Well, if you've had been convicted of a so-called cannabis crime, and your life's been affected, your record should be expunged. But if you want to start your own cannabis business, you will get pushed to the front of the line.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that will invest in you right now. So if you have any ideas. Want to bring something to the table and you've been convicted of a cannabis crime, your record should be expunged and you will bring your idea up and you can try to make some money legally.
That's pretty great, I'd say, for sure. What's the thing about the hospitals? There's something with vapes that I want to bring up really quick, but it's one because we're going to just talk about vaping really quick in a minute. But so I want to save that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a weird one, but we'll talk about it. But so what happened with the hospitals now? Because he signed in all this good shit, but the shit he vetoed.
Was that the one that he vetoed? Was the marijuana? Oh, yeah. That was the one that was vetoed. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There was one more bill that was in play, and that was to allow allow medical cannabis in hospitals.
Right.
And the administrators of the hospitals would actually be able to, the nurses and the doctors would be able to actually help you with your dosage or however you needed to get your cannabis medicine.
Right.
But that was vetoed, and I think the reason why is because hospitals are federally funded.
Right.
And they were afraid that hospitals would lose funding if they were allowing cannabis consumption. But this would only, they wanted it, the original intent was just to get people their medicine, but then it was stripped down so badly anyway to, it was like, I don't know, the 1% of diseases would be able to get it.
Yeah, right. It wasn't that easy to get in the first place.
It wasn't that easy to get in the
first
place, but then you were administering it in the hospital setting, which could be in capsules.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be
anyway.
That's interesting.
But the hospital would not provide the cannabis medicine. A family member or a caregiver would have to bring it to your hospital, to the hospital.
It's weird because...
But it didn't go through, so.
And this particular bill was written in a way that was kind of like, it was like, because of the federal funding thing, it was written enough that it allowed in the case of federal, that federal agencies ruled that facilities were violating the law. So there was no, like, facilities that were okay with using marijuana as medicine or administering or even providing it or whatever, the bill was written to protect them, that you don't, like, it was kind of a states' rights thing. But it's still, I don't know, man. I hate to say this because it sounds kind of like tinfoil hatty, but does it have anything to do with like actual big pharma?
Big pharma?
Oh, no. Do you think it has something to do with big pharma being in hospitals that are all, like, if you go to the hospital because you have a fucking wicked Crohn's flare up and you're just dying of pain and horribleness, you go in. You get yourself an anti-inflammatory and you walk out instead of getting a natural, really helpful cannabis suppository that would probably
would help your
symptoms and you'd be on your way and you wouldn't even feel the effects. Is that what I'm to understand this is?
Yes.
Just get yourself one of the many anti-inflammatories that we see advertised on CNN in the middle of the afternoon.
All day, yes.
All day long?
All day, yep.
Cool, because that's what I think it is.
I think...
I mean, they can't say that shit.
Big pharma's in on it.
Right. Like, there's no way. Because, I mean, he did. There's a couple more. One of them is, there's one of them that expands research.
They're like, we can go this far. We can only take this thing, this movement so far.
Right.
Until you're like, in hospitals? We're going to be cutting down on our profits.
Well, then they're not going to be coming back because they're going to be being cured. And that's how it goes. And that's how we get into an angry discussion.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
What was it? Two out of three?
Two ain't bad.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a bunch out of a bunch. And this is just something that we obviously expect. But that's why it's better that research is being expanded, social equity, so on and so on. But what we really need is for this stigma and for people to just accept that marijuana is the cure. So hospitals have their place in society, as do...
Why are we not studying this in California? This is some really...
I think part of the bill was... It doesn't say what, but it says just expand state-level marijuana research. I don't know what that means, but, I mean, that sounds made up. It just sounds like something that was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
But they didn't sign that.
They didn't? I thought they did.
Oh, they...
That was one of the ones.
That was one of the good ones.
That was one of the good ones.
That's good.
There was only really the one bad one. There was only this thing that confused me, that made me angry about Big Pharma. And then there was this vape one, which I guess makes sense with everybody dying, but it you have to have a symbol on your cartridge.
Another symbol
that must be engraved or printed in black or white.
Okay.
On the actual cartridge. Yes. So I don't know if this was in response to everything.
Oh, okay.
It might have been. It looks like it's a brand new one. Yeah, it looks like it was introduced late in the game.
They need the warning. They need the warning on.
But there always was, but not on the actual cartridges. They were never on the cartridges.
No.
Yeah, so I think that's just their third way of knowing you got it from a legal dispensary.
I have this one,
No, yeah, we were talking about what to look for in California. Like, there's obviously the label, the CA explanation point label, but in, what is this?
That's an Apex HDE cartridge.
Okay, I'm not going to fuck with it because I'll break it, but.
No, you can't break it. Okay.
Don't do anything.
It's just a disposable.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to do.
But you can't break it.
Cool. Well, I want to try it. But anyway, I guess if it's disposable, presumably it would just be the same as this. It would just be a sticker. But I guess this is the new thing that vapes are going to have to. Is it good? Did you try it?
It's kind of delicious. It's HTE. That's high terpene extractions.
Neato.
No distillate.
I digress. So I'm going to hold on to this for a couple more minutes while we talk about vaping. And, so this is actually pretty crazy. So now you know, if you're in California in the future, look for the engraving on your vape carts, because that's how you'll know.
Going another level.
Yes, another level. If you got it at a dispensary and somehow that dispensary got it from a broke-ass place that they couldn't vet, even though that would never, ever, ever, ever happen. It just can't. If you get shit from a dispensary in California, it's pretty foolproof. But just in case,
look for the engraving test results, batch numbers,
a sticker, another sticker, likely
another label.
It's probably really hard to open, whatever it is. Just child assume resistance. You can't open it. Okay, so as I'm vaping into the microphone, the new thing that happened, which is pretty crazy, but so we kind of touched on this a bunch of times when we were talking about vaping, but Juul.
Juul actually, and I heard this down the line, but the inventor of the Juul invented the pack.
Right, and that makes sense because. Yeah. And they look the same. They operate the
Very
same.
Very similar.
It's
pretty high tech.
It's pretty high tech, yeah. And they were like brother and sister, I guess. They split, but they were together for a long time until recently. They were like sister, they were two companies. Juul would be the e-cigarette shit and PAX would be the marijuana shit. And it worked for a long time, but shit got crazy at PAX, man. Stocks plunged.
There's a lot going on in the cannabis stock market. Is really
to say the least. Yeah. Yes. But this was particularly for PAX.
Juul.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people jumped on board.
This was before everybody started dying. There was a plunge for some reason. I don't know how stocks work. But.
Just there was a plunge before the vape.
Yes.
Crisis?
Yes, there was a plunge.
So-called vape crisis.
Yeah, and now it's forget it. But yeah, that's why they it happened 6 months before. Backers were just no, it didn't. It wasn't before. It was
Juul and
PAX
split just before legalization.
Yes,
happened.
and then people started freaking out about vaping, and then backers just took all their money out of PAX. So it was after the vaping thing.
But there was yeah.
So,
well, that's what happens when stocks plunge. If they're publicly traded, then as soon as everybody wants to sell their stock, it just starts dropping.
It says it plunged $420 million. That's really
$420
really,
million.
Really, guys, you think we're not going to catch that? It's probably a little not that. Yeah, don't be assholes. We get it. It's weed. But so that should happen, which is pretty wild. And now all the vaping stuff is happening. PAX's products haven't been on the list of things to look out for, actually. We've kind of talked about that, too.
Never. I feel like all of their products, their pods were solid.
Yeah. Pax was always kind of the one that you knew you were getting, and they were expensive. So you kind of knew there was a good product in there. The technology was cool. We got cool little engravings on ours. Wait, who did those?
None of Island.
Island. Yeah. Thank you. Shout out Island. That was rad. I still have mine and it makes me happy. But anyways, so Pax is, it sucks. Pax is kind of.
But they're saying, okay, so I don't know why you would do this in the first place, but people have figured out how to hack into the Pax pods.
How would you do that?
And refilling them themselves.
Really?
So far, no Pax pods have been involved in any of the vape crisis. But people, they're saying that they figured out how to go into them, and they were worried that people would be filling them with their own oil.
Yeah.
And then getting up to no good, and then suddenly Pax is, is branded as a...
That's crazy. Because...
But they have pretty solid partnerships with the bigger... the bigger vape companies. Or at least the ones that are doing those cartridges.
Pax is just a big company, but we talked about this last year. This is, there's a video. There is actually a video of somebody breaking into...
Jailbreaking.
Yeah, jailbreaking a Pax pod. We won't tell you where to find that. But it's, I guess, the CEC something. Oh, somebody big stepped down. People are jumping ship. It seems kind of scary over there right now. That's a bummer.
There's a lot of people jumping ship. A lot of CEOs, COOs.
And I guess when you're Pax and you used to be with Juul, that's like saying, right now, if you're I work for Juul, that's like saying, I kill babies for a living. That's my thing.
You are just the devil. Everybody hates me. I shoot birds at the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody hates birds.
Who likes any birds? No, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what their future looks like. Ooh, is it bad? Do you think a brand like Pax or a company like Pax taken down by this madness?
They've got a lot of money invested, and if the investors get
$400 million to $20 less than they did before,
get jittery.
I don't know. People are pulling out, and people are quitting.
Well, there's potentially bans still in California or Los Angeles. Yeah, there might be a ban. I don't know if it's actually going to go through, but they're still talking about it.
Went through in a bunch of states. Yeah, we did the list last week.
Where the bans would be.
Yeah.
But if there's a ban and your company's, your product is
being banned,
and you've got millions. What about your parent company, your sister company?
Well, Juul's already.
Juul is.
They're in big trouble. They just paid something for something. They paid a bunch of money for kind of copping to advertising to children.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they are actually somewhat accountable. I don't know how accountable you can hold a tobacco company, but. They are having to pay stuff for that, so I guess that's something. But it is also all still at the root of it all crazy because there's just other things to be concerned about, I guess. And a company like Pax is a pretty good company. Because the people are jailbreaking it doesn't mean the company should suffer.
No.
So all these backers that are pulling out of Pax... You guys should give them a chance.
Those Blue River cartridges.
The Tets. I still have mine. You gave me a million years ago.
So good. Full spectrum.
And a lot of good companies, you're right, a lot of good companies use Pax. So I would be sad to see them, I'd be shocked to see them fold, but I would be sad to see them have to go under or something crazy because of people being fucking scallywags.
It would be a bummer.
Scallywag behavior. So on that note...
Scallywags.
We're going to take a quick break.
Rogues.
Rogues. Don't jailbreak your Juuls or your Paxes or else good shit goes illegal. And if you're in a hospital in California, you can't get weed. But everything else is looking on the up and up.
It's looking good, California.
Yeah, you're doing great. Fucking Jewel. We will be right back.
How does it feel? How should I feel?
we're back.
And we're back.
Look at you, like a professional. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Tia.
And that's Sasha.
Where did you go?
I had to go get our sample.
You know, we're live now on Adobe Radio, right? You do know that we're live here.
I made it.
No, you did make it. You actually did that like a radio pro would. I used to be able to do smoke breaks. We used to be able to do smoke breaks, but...
I've worked live without a net many times.
We have worked live without a net. And thank you, Adobe, for letting us do that again.
Thanks, Adobe.
We love you to death. Oh, wait. How do you get Adobe? Say it.
Alexa, enable Adobe Radio.
Yeah. And now it's enabled. It probably did a little thing. Like, she lights up all happy like when you say your name. And now you've enabled Adobe Radio. So if you, again, I like to point out the statistic every show that people statistically like to listen to the Cool Nerd Weed Show in the shower or in the bathroom. I like to think they're in the shower, but it doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't matter what you're doing.
It's a moment of solitude.
It is. And we are here for you wherever you are. So enable Adobe Radio and fucking listen to all Adobe shit. There's so many good things on Adobe because they're the chance. Is what I think their slogan is. What the fuck are we doing? Oh, yeah. So, okay. So this is, we started talking about, in the beginning of the show, we started talking about the stigma that is in weed in the news.
There's a lot of...
misrepresentation.
Yes.
We'll say. And so that's just... the first issue. The second issue is since the dawn of legalization or recreationalization or even medicinal weed, people have been wondering, professionals, non-professionals, how it is going to affect drivers or like just straight up, like how...
That was a huge concern.
Always,
police.
And 215 kind of protected you. Because if you had to pull over and use your medicine, technically you could do that
anywhere that you could actually smoke a cigarette.
Yes, you could light up.
Yeah,
which is in your car.
In your car,
just not driving it. And they couldn't really. It was wishy washy. Now it's like straight up. You fucking can't do it anywhere except for your legal residence. So there's a law now in place.
It's like having an open container.
Yes, it is.
Full of booze. Oh, God. While you're driving.
So there's that. So no more J drives.
However, the smell of cannabis is not probable cause anymore.
Still not. It's not.
Search your car.
Yeah, that's...
Because it's legal.
Well, that's very interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I thought... Well, no, I guess because we were just taught not to say anything, but...
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good... Just...
But I thought, like, they couldn't look in your... Yeah, they can't look in your car. That was, like, always a thing where they can't, like, put their head in or something.
No, they're not supposed to. They try to be invasive.
Yeah,
all the time.
And you can
smell
you
your
just,
breath.
Exactly, yeah.
You can roll the window up.
You can choose not to do that.
Just crack it a little bit.
But anyways, so that was the... anyway, so that's what you could have done before. Now you can't. Now, driving while high, I'm going to say... I hope I can get to the part in the news segment where they say it's just as deadly as driving on alcohol...
If not more so.
It's pretty laughable just from our experience. Only thing I can think of is maybe people get too high on an edible, which we're leading up to this whole thing is leading up to they're going to have a breathalyzer come. California is developing a breathalyzer somewhere. And we'll get to all of the ridiculous made up science behind it later. But It's kind of, to me, how do you know? Because it's all kind of subjective. Alcohol's pretty, you have a low tolerance, you're a lightweight or what, your blood alcohol level is your blood alcohol level.
But yeah, it's based on.
And there's been many.
Body weight.
Also there have been accidents, many accidents occurred when people's blood alcohol level has been higher than that. Set one. So they arrived at that because it makes science sense. All that said, in developing a breathalyzer for weed, there's a lot more to think about.
It stays in your system a long time, especially
which they
for
claim to have
heavy cannabis users.
Yes,
such as ourselves.
Right,
it's going to be 30 days in the system,
let's
but
say,
they're
right.
So this breathalyzer, claims that it can tell if you've ingested in the last few hours. They say from a few hours, but they go as far as saying 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours. Based on blowing into a tube for
so this all sounds like stuff, right? Like when you knew that there was going to be a way to see, you know, how high people were when they were driving, even though there's nothing to really do that with prescribed pills. I digress again. That there, you knew cannabis was going to be like alcohol in that way because that is how it's viewed a lot. It's like it's impairing your driving. I just want to start the new segment.
Twisted metal, scattered debris, shattered lives. All the aftermath, authorities say, of driving under the influence of marijuana.
Okay. Let's just...
This is crazy propaganda right now.
Let's just all take a fucking breath, pun intended, but that was lame, and relax. This is a new segment out of Indianapolis, by the way, so I don't do with that what you will. But that starts out terrifying. Like, I thought they were talking about something like, way worse. Like, yeah. Something way worse. Like, twisted metal.
Like street racing on OxyContin. The setup for that.
That sounded like that an opioid crisis type of thing. So that's how the new segment starts.
More states legalize recreational weed, law enforcement is concerned that these terrifying and deadly scenes will become all too common across the U.S.
How you guys doing tonight?
Okay, this
but
is a cop.
But that could change with the first ever marijuana breathalyzer. Showing
you're
this
the
exclusive
breathalyzer
video
now.
Provided to NBC News. Law enforcement testing the new breathalyzer out
so
on the
stupid
streets over Labor Day weekend.
You're positive for the marijuana being in your lungs.
Fingers crossed.
Now, okay.
In my lungs.
You're positive for, so they can somehow tell how you've ingested it. I mean, this they just,
they say no matter what, edible.
Yes, anything,
smokable,
vape.
It's going to come out of your lungs in the next, nanoparticles are still in your lungs 2 to 3 hours. At least for 3 hours.
All right. Fine.
Okay. That's what they're saying. And it's like a dog's nose.
Yes.
There you go.
So this is your boy. This is
Dr. Mike Lynn gave NBC News an exclusive first look at
the reporter
at his
was trying
device.
And she didn't test positive.
For 2 minutes, you breathe into the device. One billion times more sensitive than an alcohol breathalyzer. Much.
So 1 million, like
one
you just
million.
Said, like a dog.
Like a
oh, there's a dog
nose,
in the segment. That's cute.
Which inspired the company's name, Hound Labs.
Yep.
Your breath is collected in a cartridge for analysis, the process taking about 10 minutes.
Okay. So we're 15 minutes in here now. It's been 2 minutes since you've been blown. How long? I've never, because I am responsible.
Okay.
Because I trip over myself. Have, knock on wood, never taken a breathalyzer.
I unfortunately have.
Tell me about it.
I had to blow into, why is somebody banging on the door?
I don't know. Somebody's knocking, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're live.
We're live.
On
so,
the air, so we can't
sorry,
help
dude.
You.
Anyway, I had to blow. That's,
I didn't enjoy that.
Neither did I.
I am glad everybody was with us for that because we are high, and that is not a fun thing to happen when you are live and high on the radio. So, thank you for holding our hands. That anyway, we were talking breathalyzers. Tell me more about the illegal things that you were doing. As people knock on our door, is the door locked?
The door is locked.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, people always
maybe
park
the
in
last time.
Lot.
Yeah, people do park in our parking lot. Maybe the last time you hear the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Like a live, brutal
death on the air. If I open the window and there's like somebody wearing a horse mask.
Oh my God, TS, what the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, so.
I hate you. I hate you, and I'm ending the show now. Oh my God, the hairs on my neck are standing up. Anyway, breathalyzer. Nobody's knocking anymore.
Okay. Good.
We're not high.
All right.
You took breathalyzer. How long did it take?
I had to blow into it for a while. While it was, I don't know. I don't think it was 2 minutes.
Just seems like a long time to be blowing.
Maybe like 45 seconds. I don't know. They had me stand on one foot and put my head back and close my eyes and put my arms out. And then I was supposed to count for 30 seconds, but I was like, I could do this shit all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, do you know how long you were doing that? I'm like, yeah, like.
You counted to like 200. Like they're 200. Like, sir, please stop counting.
So I have taken a breathalyzer. I did not have to blow in for 2 minutes.
So it takes about 10 minutes. How long?
And then
alcohol is right away.
It's right away. It gives you a result right away. So they take the tube. And put it in, they got to put it in some kind of processing. And then that takes like, what did that say, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Another 10 minutes.
We're about 15 minutes in here while you're stoned ass.
So you've got at least 12 minutes more with the police.
Right.
That you're, do they have these kits? Where do they have these kits? Are they going to be portable?
It looks like it's a little device.
Good work.
Thank you.
The test was correct.
Yeah,
I wasn't
like a little
actually high. But what if I were? Warning.
It's objective data that says it's in your breath you've used recently.
Yeah.
Subjective
data. Nearly 12,000 people drove while high in 2018. In Washington State, 12% of all traffic deaths between 2008 and 2017 involved THC-positive drivers.
Okay.
And fatal crashes in Vermont linked to marijuana have skyrocketed by 173% since the state decriminalized weed in 2010.
Oh.
Dr. Lin, who works in the ER, was tired of seeing the grave consequences.
Okay, we'll get to him in a fucking minute. So, we'll get to your boy. So, here's what we've learned in that little segment, is that you legalize weed and people die in car crashes. Ipso fucking facto. That's it.
Those were the facts?
Those were the facts. First of all, he said subjective.
It's subjective.
Which by definition does not mean facts, right? Isn't that the definition of subjective?
Yeah,
isn't objective?
It is subjective. So it's subjective. Subjective. Subjecting to questioning. And
that's a good way to remember that. I often forget.
With all that being said, what does that mean? It's just a pass-fail, too.
Scattered debris. Hear that again. I want to get back to where we are. The page.
Scattered debris.
Twisted metal. Well, that's the thing. It's a pass-fail, so there's no, like, blood. There's no level. Because, again, cannabis is very subjective. Getting high, it is different than alcohol, where it's literally not a toxin that your brain is trying to figure out, which is what alcohol does to the brain. That's just facts. I enjoy it. I'm pointing to the Jameson bottle that we've been drinking all night. But cannabis is different. You can't measure.
What does somebody, like a first time user compared to one of us?
I mean, you're bragging, but
I don't know.
I've seen the bull fall before. I can't smoke blunts anymore, so but it's true. But that is another thing, is like, I could smoke blunts for this whole year. We smoked a blunt on the roof a few shows ago, and I was throwing up for the whole night. So I couldn't be driving. You had to drive home that night. But I knew.
But you knew.
And I was impaired because
It's subjective.
It's subjective. It is literally subjective, which means there's no science. So hold on. Here's your boy, the doctor.
4,000-pound vehicle.
Whether you smoke, vape, or eat marijuana, authorities can currently test.
Smoke pot and get behind the wheel of a 4,000-pound vehicle.
Okay.
Whether you smoke, marijuana, authorities can currently test for pot using blood, urine, or hair samples, where it can remain for days, if not weeks.
Right.
But there's no way to know if someone recently used cannabis unless you test their breath.
That 2 to 3 hour period correlates to the peak impairment window that's been identified
by
the federal government and many other researchers.
In other words, the federal government and many other researchers.
Most likely to be highest.
The most likely.
And it could is be that right, young doctor? What the fuck ever is your
the
name?
The federal government has done research as to where you get high.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, they've done. The federal government's doing research on
that
cannabis?
Is actually not happening.
The peak of your high.
2 to 3 hours.
Two to three hours.
That kind of compares to the breathalyzer thing I was saying. They want to have a researched, quote unquote, figure that they can say the government's doing federal research and a bunch of other researchers say that that is more likely, that that is the likely when you're the highest, is the 2 to 3 hour time period. That's insane.
So that, so this can tell.
This can tell.
When
an alcohol DUI specialist, Officer Justin Brannan,
who
invited me along his patrol route, he says he encounters impaired drivers regularly, and they're on the rise.
So there's several indicators that we look for when looking for a DUI. Driving too slow, driving too fast, not reacting properly to the roadway or the traffic conditions.
Can someone who's driving under the influence of marijuana and THC be just as dangerous on the road as someone driving under the influence of alcohol?
Absolutely. The worst field sobriety tests were just marijuana only. Marijuana can impair, and it does impair.
Okay, so he said the worst field sobriety tests. When we first listened to this, I thought he said the worst, like the worst accidents he's seen have been from THC only. That's why I was like, wait a minute. The worst failed field sobriety. Of course, it's fucking hilarious what they're asking you to do. You want me to see? That's kind of what you were talking about.
That's kind of what I was saying.
You were high, so.
Yeah, so.
You were counting backwards in other tongues, and they were like, that's not what we asked you to do.
They didn't ask me to do that, but I'm like, look how good I am. look how balanced I am. I am one right now.
I can drive a motherfucking car.
You're trying to bring me down.
Yeah.
So
this, I mean, basically, this segment. Is we'll finish it off, but it's so far we've learned that the states that have legalized marijuana have gone on an astronomical percent of fatal car crash related injuries have had people who have smoked weed before at all. And then we've learned that you are your highest at 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
After that, you're fine.
You're cool. They just determined.
Especially with edibles. P.S. I'm being sarcastic. That is misinformation. I hope you know. I hope you know. Every time it sounds like I'm agreeing with anything, it is sarcasm. I don't know about you, but like our four hits, and I'm really high.
Yeah. That like, was proven yesterday.
Sure was.
Yesterday.
Sure was.
Ate those gummies.
Had those gummies. Had some more weed. Maybe drank a little. Probably a lot. Didn't hydrate enough. Can't confirm.
It's dry.
Always hydrate.
Dry and-
whether you're driving or not. And fourth hour. Ooh. And you did not drive. But
I did not.
And you could not. You wouldn't have. But that was when you knew. And unlike alcohol, which I think gives the brain a different sense of I can do this, I think weed is it's different. It's just a different
it's
reaction.
Like alcohol makes you feel invincible.
I want to have any contamination within the cartridge.
This new technology isn't cheap, but the company has raised $65 million.
From where?
Researchers and law enforcement think this new tool will help save lives.
Having a marijuana breathalyzer that, for the first time, can only focus on those people that have used pot in the last few hours, it transforms the ability to, in a fair way, determine who's potentially impaired and who isn't.
It's so interesting because you think of a breath.
All right, shut the hell up. sorry. I mean, I'm sure they're very nice people, but so he says it's a fair way.
It's fair. Pass or fail.
Subjective test results. How is that fair, though? Explain to me.
Because it is not fair.
Thank you. Okay.
It
cool.
is not
Just
fair.
Making sure that I'm not.
There's no
my mind.
Quantitative number. There's no one set.
Weed is not
value that you can. It's not quantifiable.
It's not. And you also, it's to be noted that when you're on pot, when you're doing pot, like we were saying, it's a completely different chemical brain reaction. You know, that's why we're not supposed to say, I guess, like, it's fine to smoke and drive, right? Like, we shouldn't say that.
No, we shouldn't.
I didn't say that.
No. I never heard you say
that.
What
the fuck? Did you hear them knocking?
I do.
TS, I'm not stoked on that.
Me either.
Okay. Well, should I go to commercial?
Let's go to commercial.
Okay, we're going to play. Okay, we're going to do that and be right back. Okay, sorry. I just had to play this. It's a Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And sometimes we play what we want when we think we're going to die. We almost just died if you were live with us.
Oh my God.
There was somebody knocking on our window because somebody parks in our parking lot. That sucked a lot. I'm still a little shaky.
Problem. Stop banging on the door.
Don't do that to too high people who are live on the radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for letting us do this. We appreciate you every single week. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. Google us. You can find us in a lot of places. Don't try and sell us shit.
Yes. No solicitors,
we will not be
please.
Buying it. But we what we will be buying more of is... So this is a, so we smoked this a bunch last week.
Oh, we
you
did.
Brought it to me, and we liked it a lot. And then we smoked it again, and it just kept getting better.
And I got another one for myself.
So what is it that I'm talking about?
It's Wonder Brett, and Dr. Green Thumb collab,
which is
and it's
shout outs.
OZ Kush or Oz Kush, and it's a OG Skittles cross.
Wow. It's so delicious.
I mean, there's...
It just smells so good. So you can get this... I mean, it's not exclusive to Dr. Green Thumb. Well, it's a collaboration, so you can get this at most dispensaries.
Yeah, I think anybody that carries Wonder Brett...
That carries good weed.
Anybody that carries that knows what the fuck they're doing...
God dang it.
Then...
And it's coming out of Dr. Green Thumb, which you know how much we love good old Dr. Green Thumb.
But
shout out to the Funky Feels.
Tell you...
Let us.
It is delicious.
It tastes so
tasty.
Good. Well, we were saying you were rolling a
bomb.
Bunch of different things last night, but like Elena and I, shout out Elena, kept saying it smelled like a cereal. Like we're like, it smells like Captain Crunch over here. It just smelled like good. It smelled like if weed was delicious cereal milk, and it was really, 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 really good.
It's a great strain.
OZ,
collaboration.
Collab.
Oh, it's so delicious.
So check it out if you're anywhere that
it's
Wonder Bread
like
or Dr. Green Thumb is
an OG and a cookies.
It is. It's good. Get you
flavor.
High. It's what we smoked before, right?
It is.
It got us really high.
We did.
It got me through that knocking on the window. All right, it is time to go. We were high through the show. And we did a good job until we had the shit scared out of us, I think.
It's late night here.
It's the after hours. Thank you for listening. And follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show and stay medicated.
And stay dedicated.
You ruined all my favorite bands. Cause every time I sing along, I always see your hands. That perfect skin against my sweaty palms, and your face of discontent always made me feel so small. Oh, all my favorite books, and I know you never read half the ones you took. Still, all the pages are torn and frayed. Memorize the underline, hoping to impress me. That naive. No.